Chattanooga's number one hit music station. And now I'm joined by Janine Cloyd and Carly Wilkerson of the Humane Educational Society. How are you guys doing?
We are great. Thanks for having us.
Of course. Thank you so much for coming in and stopping by. And we are super excited. Only 10 days away now, Janine.
Yes.
Fast and Furriest 5K.
Yeah.
We kicked this event off last year.
Yep.
Big success over at Greenway Farms. And now we're looking to do it again. And that's what we're here to talk about. So let us know. What can we expect for Fast and Furious 2?
Oh, it's the second annual.
Yeah.
Well, you can expect lots of furry friends, wagging tails. You'll be there.
Yes,
you'll be our
I will
MC.
Be the MC once again. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. And so what it is a 5K and also a one miler. So,
yes.
You know, if you're if you want to put on those sneakers and head up the trail that goes up past the quarry, it's a beautiful, beautiful trail. That's a great thing for you to do. And if you're more of a family, kind of let's do an easy walk with our dog. Or you can even maybe get a trail buddy from the shelter.
I was going to say, because that's the nice thing. You can run solo if somebody's maybe training for a marathon or something. That's what the 5Ks are used for. So it won't affect your time or anything if you really want to train. Then there's a whole bunch that do bring their pups. And then, of course, you can get the HES trail buddy, one that is maybe adoptable.
Yes, they'll all be adoptable, and we never know how many dogs we're going to have until literally the day before because of adoptions and all the things going on. And plus, we need to pick dogs that are comfortable with other dogs, children, all people, crowds, noise, music, you know, so that's a tall order for a dog coming right out of a kennel.
Right.
But last year, we had about 20 dogs, which was incredible, and they all had such a fabulous time. It was really fun.
Yeah, it was a really cool event, super fun, and everybody enjoys themselves. There's also complimentary coffees in the morning. We get some lunch going on right after in the afternoon after everything's said and done.
Yeah, one thing we do that I think is kind of different than most 5Ks is that we offer free lunch.
Yeah.
And it's catered by 1885, and we'll also have sandwiches from Mindy B's.
Right.
So, so we're excited. We'll have the vegan vegetarian option as well as meat lovers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something for everyone.
And of course, the money goes towards all the work that you guys are doing, the Humane Educational Society, when it comes to volunteering and fostering and all the stuff that we go. But now people can actually create a team as well this year, right?
Yes.
This is new.
Right. We set that up this year. And we have, Carly, don't we have 14 teams or
15 or 16 now?
15 or 16 teams now, which
that's
is
awesome.
Super exciting. And so people are fundraising with their friends. Their friends can be part of the team, whether they come and run or walk or just sit on the couch and cheer them on.
Sure.
It's really cool.
And people can make their donations too. Maybe they can't come out. We want you to come out. You're going to miss out if you don't come out. But if you can't, you can also donate heschat.org as well. Always taking donations and looking for more help and volunteers. And
absolutely.
What are what's the stats look like when it comes to the Humane Society right now? How many dogs and cats are you guys taking care of?
Oh my gosh. Well, our
I know
cat,
it fluctuates.
Yes, it does. And we have this funny time during this part of the year where we don't have a whole lot of cats, but that will change in about a month. And then we're going to blink, and every kennel will be full, and we'll have about 300 babies in foster care.
Wow.
So, but for dogs, Carly, what do you think we
have? Right now, we have, I just looked actually, we have about 190 animals in care right now.
Wow.
And that is considered low numbers.
Which is crazy.
It is.
Think about
it's insane.
Yeah.
And then, like Janine said, give it about a month or two, and we could have 500 to 600 animals in care.
Incredible. That's why these fundraisers are so important.
All
the events that you guys do, and they're always so much fun too, but they're so important because that's where the money goes. Every cent that you guys make will go back to the animals of this community.
Right. Yeah. Taking care of animals and all the medical needs. We have a lot of emergencies that come through the door. That's very expensive. And so we need, these fundraisers help us. And people get to get in there. They get to see our animals and they can see some of the things we're doing.
Yeah. And the weather's going to be perfect. It's going to be warmer than today, and it will be fantastic. March 22nd, that's just 10 days away. Again, heschat.org is where you want to go to sign up. Of course, there's more links on our website too at hits96.com. And again, you can bring your four-legged friend with you to take the ride or take the run if they so choose.
Yeah.
Carly, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Janine, thank you. It's Hits 96.